in front of the fireplace.
Well, that's your hearth in front of the fireplace.
Okay. What would you call this part of, when you got to see them, this part of your fireplace?
That's your mantle.
Okay. what is the name of the two things inside the fireplace that you put your logs on?
Well, you've got, we have grate there instead of andirons, but you have andirons to put the, if you have burning wood, you have andirons to put your pieces of wood across.
Uh-huh. Did you call them andirons when you were younger?
Fire dogs.
Okay. Did you always call this your mantle when you were younger?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever hear anybody call anything else, like a mantle shelf or fireboard or anything?
No, just the mantle.
Okay. What is the big round piece of wood that you put in the fireplace to burn?
The back log?
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a difference between
a back log and just a regular log? Well, your back log is usually the largest piece, and you put it on in the back. Put them on late at night, mm-hmm, to give you coals for starting the fire the next morning.
How do you go about lighting a fire or building them? What are the different steps in building them?
Now, do you want an old-fashioned way, or you want the way to do it now?
Well, probably an old-fashioned way.
Well, the way we did, you had lighted.
Mm-hmm.
And lighted is nothing but rich pine.
Mm-hmm.
You cut you some small pieces of that, cut it up where you could take a match and blaze immediately. You put it on in your fireplace with on a small piece of wood of some kind so the ashes wouldn't put it out. You put on some more of that rich pine, and then put on some small pieces of wood. Depends on what kind of wood you were burning. If you were burning hardwood, you'd put on a good bit of pine. If the hardwood was green, more than if it was dry, so the hardwood would catch fire. And you started your fire in the front, about in the middle, and then you put on this back log I was telling you about,
mm-hmm,
the heaviest on the back, and then some smaller there to keep it going. That's the way you build a wood fire. Now, if you build a fire on a grate, like we have there, you put people uptown would take a piece of paper and some just ordinary kindling, and put it on there, and a little extra kindling, and then a little bit of coal, and after you got started, put some more coal on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any danger from coal gas or something?
Not an open fireplace, no, sir.
Oh.
It'll go up to, you see, you can't, if you don't have a chimney with a good draft on it, you're in trouble. Because,
mm-hmm,
if that wind comes, it'll puff back on you.
Uh-huh.
It'll come back in your house.
Yeah.
You have to have a good draft on one. That's one of the problems they have with these modern houses, getting a chimney built by somebody that doesn't know how to build a chimney. They can build it, but not know how to make it create the draft in it.
Mm-hmm. Does that have to do with the very top part?
Yes.
The piece that goes over there?
Well, it has to do with the way it's made down here and at the top.
Mm-hmm.
It has to have the proper slope and so forth and so on.
Oh, okay. What is it that you call the black stuff that forms inside the chimney?
Soot.
Uh-huh. SWOT. What do you call the